We're talking with the new-ish head coach of the Carterville girls basketball, Todd Rogers. Not the first time he was at the helm, led the Lions from 2004 to 2013. Coach, first of all, welcome back. What made you want to come on back to the program?
I thought of it as a great opportunity. When I coached before for those 10 years, within those 10 years, I had the opportunity to coach my oldest daughter through her 4 years of high school. And then I've got my youngest daughter also plays and will be coming up in a year, and I'll have that opportunity as well. But basketball is a love of mine. I've been doing it, coaching it for several years, and, didn't know if I'd ever get the opportunity again. So I jumped on it when I could.
You know, it's really interesting to me, and I'm sure a lot of people that kind of know the history of Carterville basketball the past 20 years or so, that you're basically bookending Matt Crane's time on the sidelines at Carterville. People may have forgotten after all the success that Matt brought to the program, but you succeeded also in your 10 years, 4 regional titles, 6 20-plus win seasons. But, I mean, do you feel maybe the expectations will be set a little bit higher than you might want to as I say this in quotes, but first-year head coach from the get-go, really, because of that success from the past couple of years?
No, I'm not too worried about the expectations, to be honest with you. We did have several good years when I coached before, and attribute that to a string of some good players that went through the program. And 7 years ago when there was a philosophy change and it was felt that administrators probably shouldn't be coaching. So that's the reason I stepped away. And I was the AD at the time. So I'm actually the one that recommended Matt for the job. I knew he'd do a good job. I knew he had a daughter at that time, I think in sixth grade. And, that's a great opportunity to coach your own daughter. And, so Matt had a nice run, some great players, and I'm sure there'll be expectations. I have expectations too. Whether it's to match what happened last year was a pretty special year and had some pretty special players. That's big shoes to fill, but there's some nice pieces coming back. And unfortunately, we haven't had a lot of time in the summer to get together yet and work on some things because things will be different. I don't mind expectations. That's fine with me. It doesn't bother me a bit. I've been doing it so long, it just doesn't bother me.
You talked about that philosophy change about 7 years ago. What has changed since then? Because with you being the principal, you're still in that administrator role, but obviously something else has changed where maybe things are viewed a little bit differently now.
Well, I don't know exactly. I'll make an assumption, and I know you shouldn't do that, but a couple years ago, there was an opening for assistant girls basketball coach at the junior high. The head coach is a former Emily Dunn. She was my point guard for 3 years. So there wasn't really anybody interested. And so I inquired about that. And at the time, it was decided that, it's somebody that understands the game, is passionate about the game, and wants to do it. And so they made the decision to allow that to happen. And then a couple years later rolls around and Mr. Dial, Coach Dial, who's the athletic director, assistant principal here, was afforded the opportunity to get back into football. So I think the point of it is there's not a lot of people knocking down the doors for coaching positions. And if you have somebody that's knowledgeable and passionate and wants to do what's right and what's best for kids and making those student athletes, then why wouldn't you let them coach? So I appreciate the philosophy changing a couple years ago, and that's given a couple of us some opportunities to get back into coaching.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of people are happy about that, but you talked about it a moment ago, but your roster is kind of set up for success because for the player side of things, at least, because they had that taste of going to state at the end of the year, finished in third in state, which is a great finish. And just that big drive for the girls, but to have so many returning also and have that experience already.
Yeah, there's a couple kids, two or three kids that have got some varsity experience and were able to experience that. And once you experience it, obviously you want to be a part of that. In all my years of coaching, honestly, and all my years of playing as a basketball player or any other sport, I never got that opportunity. So, you know, those are rare sometimes, and so you really appreciate it. But once you experience it, obviously you want to work hard and get back. So it'll take a lot of work, obviously, and that's fine. But there are three kids left that have some varsity experience, and you know, we'll have to take some time to build around and you know, see where this team goes with what they got.
Well, I know of those three, two that get talked about a lot around town are Alicia Doyle and Avery Vanderzil. They'll be bringing a lot of experience, kind of probably taking up the helm and leading the roster. Those two alone have really developed nicely the past couple of years. I'm sure you've gotten to see it kind of here or there, just being as a fan of the Lions. Alicia especially, you know, she's only a junior. I imagine she's just got even brighter days ahead of her.
Well, Alicia is an incredible athlete, there's no doubt. And Avery did such a wonderful job for that team. but, you know, those three senior players this year were all special talents. And, you know, they're all 1,000-point scorers, which having three of those, I don't know how many other coaches have had that opportunity, but having three 1,000-point scorers on the floor at one time is unheard of. But I think Alicia and Avery complimented them so well, and you know, they haven't reached their ceiling. They can do a lot of things, and now they're going to have to step up in more of a leadership role and bring other kids along with them to you know, make their season successful too. So I'll rely on some of their past experiences and some of their leadership to you know, see where this team can go.
Well, you've also got a role with the IHSA. We're still waiting on the IDPH to give IHSA the green light for stage two of their return to play plan. Is that a big worry for you as you settle back in as head coach and get to know the girls on that coach and player level? Basketball, a winter sport, so it's affected a little bit differently than, say, football or volleyball.
Oh, it's a big concern because, yeah, I'd like to be, you know, at this point, obviously we're not going to have 25 contact days, and if we have half that many, we'll be lucky. Yeah, I understand the IHSA, actually, we were ready to go with this information last Friday, but the final approval has to come from the Illinois Department of Health, and understandably so. But for all those schools out there that are following the guidelines correctly and doing things right, we're all in the same boat. So although it would be nice to have the ability to get with the kids, work on some things, because things will be different. They have to be. You have to coach according to what you have and plan, you know, according to the talent you have and the people you have, and you have to learn how to win in different ways. And those summer contact days are very helpful in doing that. But if I just want to have a season. So if we're playing and we have 2 weeks before the first game, you know, no one's winning a state championship in the first game of the year. So it's a long season, and we will work to improve throughout and hopefully have the goal to get to where we want to be. But no, it's a big concern as principal as well, because I know the benefit athletics has for our students, and I want to make sure that we are able to give them that experience. But we have to obviously look out for their health and their safety and their well-being first and foremost, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, and speaking of return to play, the focus is currently on the fall sports, but what is your thoughts on basketball in this new climate? You know, it's been classified as a medium risk sport by NFHS. The coronavirus can't be transmitted through sweat, which is a big part of basketball, the contact to contact with sweat, but the basketball does get touched by everybody on the court, so that will be a bit of a concern. I guess, you know, how concerning is the virus when you try to project yourself? You talked about it a little bit, but when you project yourself to a season that starts in about 5 months?
Well, I think it's a concern with everything. You know, part of my duty is probably the most important part of my duty is figuring out how to have school this fall safely and how to have kids in classrooms, because it's important to get them here for in-person instruction. So the frustrating part about all this, it's the first time that anyone's experiencing this. So there are no right answers. There are no wrong answers. And you have to err on the side of caution for the safety of kids. So it's really concerning right now. I'm not really concerned about wins and losses or anything like that. I just want to get with our kids and compete and be able to compete. And hopefully before next week is when I plan to start seeing the kids a little bit. Hopefully before next week, we will be allowed to do some sports-specific things, get the basketballs out and do those things, and, of course, with safety precautions in place. But if we can't, I understand, because first and foremost, we have to keep our kids safe and healthy.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure to speak with area coaches, and, you know, I appreciate you taking time. I know you've got a lot of stuff going on as principal, and then also taking over the position as girls basketball coach over at Carterville. So thank you very much, and we hope to be seeing you have success in your first year back.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you talking to me. And like I said, I'm glad the philosophy has changed, because the relationships you can build with kids as a coach is just a different kind of relationship that you can build as a principal. And so having that opportunity will make my principal job even better than what it is. And I just look forward to the current freshmen and sophomores have had me as a coach through the junior high. So that's an advantage as well. But I'm just looking forward to getting that experience and getting back on the sidelines and having a little fun with it.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach.
No problem. Thanks for the call.